Eventually, after 3 or 4 hours, I was seen by a doctor, but it was decided they could not do anything for me. There was not a vacant bed in the hospital, except one in the women's department. My suggestion that I would take that was not well received. So I was told to go home again because there was nothing they could do for me and I would be better off at home. "You'll be looked after better there," said another one, and, believe me, I needed no convincing on that. Mama San Reb had been sitting in a cold, cold waiting room on a hard seat the whole of the time, feeling, I suppose, like a castaway on a desert island, but at last she was able to come into the emergency department and then the ambulance was sent for to take me home. From here to Street Dog's Bodies is 1.5 miles, and from Street Dog's Bodies back to my home was another 1.5 miles, 3 miles in all, if I can multiply correctly. But that little useless trip cost $70, not the ambulance men's fault, but that is what the city charges for an emergency call. So I am now looking for another place outside of Calgary, preferably in some other province, because I am devastated by the crudity of medical treatment in Calgary. I am shocked by the cost of things in the medical world in Calgary. That brings me to another point. I believe that medicine should be practiced only by dedicated people. I believe there should be a weeding out of scrimshankers and shirkers among the patients, because too many patients like to go to hospital emergency and sit in the waiting room as if it were a country club, except that no country club was ever so uncomfortable. I also believe that doctors and nurses, yes, and even porters, should have more consideration for patients, and if they took the golden rule and practiced do unto others as you would have them do unto you, then it wouldn't be such a bad world, after all, would it? I would also have emergency departments where there was privacy, because I heard the story of the old man to the right of me, and I also heard the story of the young woman to the left of me. She had what I can only delicately refer to as sex problems with her husband, and she had been a bit, let us say, torn. So the doctor examining her, who did not bother much about privacy either, was giving her advice in a loud voice and asking her the most intimate questions in a loud voice, and I am sure the poor woman was as embarrassed as I was. But home again with Mama San Reb, Buttercup Rouse, Cleo and Taddy, I had a call to get busy and write another book, the 17th, which has the title of I Believe. Well, you know, I believe that this is a good point to finish the book, don't you? The end.